Support for NPR podcasts comes from MasterCard. Some experiences are personal, others are meant to be shared. MasterCard presents Priceless Picks, a place to share at priceless.com.
From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. One of the oddest pop songs ever written has to be the Crystals' 1962 recording called He Hit Me, It Felt Like a Kiss. The song was produced by Phil Spector. It's based on a true story told by singer Little Eva to songwriters Jerry Goffin and Carole King. They took that story and wrote it as a song protesting spousal abuse. The song itself was met by protest and taken off the few radio stations that played it in 1962. There's a new recording of this song on an EP by Grizzly Bear, the band from Brooklyn. The treatment is even spookier and creepier than Phil Spector's. Grizzly Bear's EP is called Friend, and this is He Hit Me. The song is He Hit Me, It Felt Like a Kiss, recorded here by Grizzly Bear on their new EP called Friend. Seu is a Brazilian singer. She's from the city Sao Paulo. Her debut CD from 2005 only made it to the U.S. this year. If you've never heard her music, there's now a remix EP that's quite nice. The music is spacious, it's a bit mysterious, and then there's Seu's voice. Listen to her sing on this track, remixed by the Bombay Dub Orchestra. The song's called Rhoda.
Oh,
the music by Seyu. Her new collection of songs is available as an electronic download, and it's called Remixed EP. Emma Pollock was an artist I first heard when we webcast The New Pornographers live in concert. She was one of the opening acts. I thought she was a good songwriter. She was with the Scottish band The Delgados for almost 10 years until that came to an end around 2005. This track opens Emma Pollock's new CD, and it's a great CD. It's called Watch the Fireworks, and this song's called New Land.
Thank you.
Emma Pollock. Her new CD is called Watch the Fireworks. You can hear Emma Pollock live in concert at our website, npr.org/allsongs. Click on the concert link and search for Emma Pollock. She, along with Benji Faree, opened for the New Pornographers. And you can hear the New Pornographers and Benji Faree on our website and our new live concert podcast. Concerts coming up include Broken Social Scene, Art Brute, and The Whole Steady. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. From New Zealand come Shocking Pinks. Shocking Pinks is the work of Nick Hart, and this self-titled CD is an American release of his two previous New Zealand albums, all on one CD. You can hear the drenching guitar sound on this CD, and I would think that Nick Hart was a fan of My Bloody Valentine at some point. Give a listen to this song. It's called Emily. From Shocking Pinks is called Emily. The Valerie Project is the name of both a CD and a curious undertaking. A large group of Philadelphia musicians created a new score to a Czechoslovakian film from 1970. The film's called Valerie and Her Week of Wonders, and the filmmaker is Jaromil Jereš. What's curious to me is this. Here's a fairly obscure film that already had a soundtrack. The musicians chose to simply turn off the sound and play their own music. Given the fabulous idea, and now a CD, I'm eager to see how it all unfolds in a theater someday. Give a listen to The Valerie Project. The title of this track is called Torchlight. Thank you. The CD is called The Valerie Project, and so is the group of musicians performing this music. It's all part of a larger vision of performing music for more than just this one film. I'll keep an eye and an ear out for all of this. I've been holding on to this next CD way too long, and now I think this episode is just the right home for Orba Squera. Mitch Davis is Orba Squera, and judging from his CD called Sunshineness, Mitch Davis will write something even more well-known than this music used to launch the iPhone. The music of Orba Squera feels as if it were just made, not overworked, not perfect either. This song opens the CD, and it's called Sky, Cloud, Winter Breeze. The music of Orba Squera. The CD's called Sunshineness, and that song was called Sky, Cloud, Winter Breeze. By now, you've probably noticed that we have an all-new website. There's a whole lot of things on the site. We now have a blog dedicated to music. We have 8 years' worth of archived shows. You can now easily find our concerts. We have a new podcast, by the way. It's a podcast dedicated to those live concerts, and we've put 30 full concerts in that podcast to get you started. We also have a new feature called Second Stage. Here's where we showcase great independent artists who are completely off the radar. To give you an idea of the quality of musicians on Second Stage, I'll play you an offering from this week. It's Lucinda Blackbear. Lucinda Blackbear is the performance name of singer-songwriter Christian Gibbs. Gibbs does a nice job of blending acoustic music with electronics, and I like this song. From the CD Capo My Heart, it's called Kites. You can find a link to Second Stage at npr.org/allsongs, along with a link to the Second Stage podcast. I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. Go and explore the NPR Music site. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Haven't you